setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to the show, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions headquarters in Nashville. And we are here to discuss you, specifically, what you were born to do. Now, that's across the board. Some of you need to go, hey, Ken, I need help figuring out what it is that I'm supposed to be doing with my life. Some of you say, I know what it is. I'm not quite sure how to get there. And then others of you are saying, I know what I'm supposed to do. I know how to get there. But money, my finances, past failure, family, it's holding me back. It doesn't matter who you are. Some of you are going, hey, Ken, I just want to get up the ladder a little bit faster. In fact, a whole lot faster. Well, we're going to help you do all of that because life is way too stinking short to not love your work, to not be on a path to doing what you were created to do. You know that. I want to help you grow your paycheck and live your purpose. That's what I want. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. It's a toll-free number, 844-747-2577. Just a reminder, we have people that literally call this program from all around the world because of the podcast. And so we'll change your name, whether in the U.S. If you need to change your name due to the sensitivity of your question, maybe you got a toxic workplace, you don't want your leader or coworkers to know about it, I get it. We'll change your name and your location to help you get what you need to be able to make some decisions and move forward. 844-747-2577. Hey, I want to start off with something that we hear a lot of. Ken, should I quit my job, especially this year, right? The Great Resignation. We know that somewhere between, we're seeing all kinds of numbers, 55 to 95% of the working population is thinking about moving on. We have a great resource called the Should I Quit My Job quiz. Take you about 2 minutes to really verify what you're already feeling. But more importantly, it's not taking the Should I Quit My Job quiz I'm trying to drive you to, although that's a wonderful resource. It's not the circumstances. It's more some of you think that, well, I'm in a really good gig. I'm on the right path. I feel like I'm starting to bump up against a ceiling. And where does quitting come in when you're on the right path? You're doing the right thing, but you feel like maybe there's a better opportunity to kind of speed the process up. And I remember back when I was a kid, my dad would say to me when I was thinking about quitting something or I had quit in a huff, he'd say to me, son, winners never quit and quitters never win. How many of you heard that from your parents growing up or you've heard the phrase, winners never quit, quitters never win? Well, it's a nice little saying, but it's not always true. In fact, winners do quit. Now watch this. Winners quit at the right time. They know why they're quitting. And they know the where. The reason for the quitting. Winners just go, you know what? I've reached my limit here. Or this isn't where I'm supposed to be because it's not working out the way I thought it was going to work out and there's nothing I can do about it. How many people in business struggled? Have you read stories of men and women that failed in their first business venture or maybe second or third business venture, and then they finally got it right? Well, they had to quit in order to win. And that's what I want you to get. There's going to come a time or two or three in your life where you need to quit something in order to grow. You need to quit in order to get where you need to go. And you've got to be okay with that. But there is something in our humanness where we feel bad when we quit. Is it right for you to quit? Is it the right time? Why are we quitting? To where are we quitting? See, quitting isn't just the old, you know, playground move where we got mad and somebody hurt our feelings or we got hurt and we cry and we quit. Quitting is also going, hey, this was a good time of my life, a good venture, but I've maxed out here. It's no longer the right place for me to be who I'm supposed to be. And from that standpoint, you should quit. So winners quit at the right time. That's the takeaway. Every great man and woman has quit at the right time. and it led to great things. All right, let's go to Stephanie to start us off this hour in New York City, New York, the Big Apple. Stephanie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I am an example of what not to do. I called in recently. I had a question for you about quitting my job to go for the dream job. I was extremely fearful because I've had a very comfortable, you know, job for quite a while. And you said, quit. You hate your job. Take the chance. Do it. And I didn't do it.
What?
Now I know. I'm in the same job and totally regret the decision. That opportunity has obviously passed.
Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it? If I told you to do it,
fear.
Why didn't you do it?
It was fear.
Fear of what?
The unknown.
Okay. So now what?
And I know it now 100%. No hesitation.
What's changed?
So my question.
Here's what I want. I want our audience to hear this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, first of all, don't beat yourself up, but I want the audience to learn something from you. You called me, Ken, should I take the dream job? I said, take it. You didn't take it. So you didn't believe me enough, which doesn't hurt my feelings. Now you regret it. I want you to tell the audience why you regret not listening to me and taking the dream job. Why? Why do you regret it now?
So you said, you asked what changed. I changed. So the environment that I'm in hasn't changed, right? It's still toxic and a number of things, which is why I was looking, but something internally within myself through this process has now changed, and maybe I just needed to get there.
So it's like this. So you're telling me the realization that you made the wrong move has revealed that you have changed and you're going, ugh, I was scared before.
100%. Yeah. Passed on the opportunity. You know, log back in to my desk, same place, same company, and just, it hit me like, wow, I do not want to be here. So,
So what's your question?
My question now is, do I stay in the same position and look, you know, continue looking?
Yeah.
Or do I just do I quit and take the time off? I'm financially secure. I have the ability to do that.
Oh, Stephanie throwing the curveball at me, which I like.
And this time I'm going to just shut up and listen, Ken.
Stop it. No. Listen, by the way, Stephanie, I told you what I believed you should do based on what you told me. It's not about is Ken right or wrong. I mean, I'm wrong all the time. But you gave me the evidence and I said, do it. And you didn't do it. It's okay. So now you're armed with an experience, which by the way, is so much more valuable than an opinion, isn't it?
Right.
So
it is.
Because you're financially secure, this is easy for me. I'm okay with you doing it, but I still, before you quit this day job, I want you to quit it soon, but I want you to have an action plan for when you quit. What I don't want you to do is just quit and find yourself just kind of meandering around and taking some time off just for the sake of taking time. I want you to figure out in the next week to 10 days what your plan is going forward to find the thing that you already know. You know what you need to look for. So that's the good news. So quit once we have an action plan and you quit. Yes, I'm okay with a little downtime, but more it's all about the action pushing you forward. You got this, Stephanie. This is the Ken Coleman Show.
If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman.
Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you be the best version of you. We help you do what you were born to do. We help you do what you've dreamed of doing. There is a process. There's a clear path. 7 stages. Get clear. Get qualified. Get connected. Get started. Get promoted. Get the dream job. Give yourself away. What stage are you in? What do you need to do to get to the next stage? That's what we help you figure out. And it is a free number to call in, 844-747-2577. We're bringing purpose to talk radio, 844-747-2577. One of the tools that we bring to you is a relationship with the number one hiring job site in the United States, ZipRecruiter. How many of you feel like you're sending job applications into a black hole? I mean, does anybody even see these things anymore? There's a news story recently that they believe 10 million candidates, qualified candidates, didn't even get seen last year because of this artificial intelligence and all of the technology that filters these resumes. That's why my friends at ZipRecruiter can help. They don't keep you in the dark. Anytime your application is viewed or given a thumbs up by an employer or your contact info is revealed, they'll send you status updates so you know exactly where you stand. And it's free. And it's easy. It's free and it's easy. Sign up today. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, let's get back to the phones. 844-747-2577. Ray is in Dallas, Texas. Ray, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet. What's going on, Ray?
Oh, so I loved, thank you so much for the proximity principle. I read that last year during COVID, and man, it lit a fire under me.
Oh, good.
So thank you so much for that.
You bet.
So give you a little background here. So I've been online teaching since September of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read your book in April of last year, and I just realized that I wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Not just part-time teaching, to help my wife and I get through the baby steps, which we did.
Uh-huh. Good.
At the end of last year. So we're past actually baby step 3 now. Awesome. I'm trying to save up some money to get a truck.
Love that.
Cash, of course.
Yes.
So my question to you is, I've been doing that gig. I have a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, and that gig kind of dried up due to China government restricting some of those teaching opportunities for people who are online teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've already followed some of your principles. I've already talked to the superintendent in our district at
mm-hmm.
home
mm-hmm.
I know that person personally. So like, use that to kind of get into the door to talk to him and open up some dialogue to try to get into the district. So my question for you is, I was looking at doing substituting while I'm pursuing my online certification to be a full-time teacher. My question is, should I just keep on doing what I'm doing with my full-time job and doing the online teaching at night and weekends while maybe doing a little bit of substituting, or should I just like go for it and be just like a full-time substitute teacher until I get my teacher certification?
I would not go that route. Because you've made so much ground financially. You guys are rocking and rolling. You're saving up for a truck, and you're going to severely hamper your income if you try to be a full-time substitute teacher, because that's not even, who knows? You're really up to the whim of whoever's scheduling. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know that. And
yes, sir.
I just don't think it's I don't think it's any more valuable than what you've already done and doing the online teaching, getting the certification. You're there. You're ready to go. I mean, we have so many teachers that are quitting right now because they're burned out. And that's something you're going to need to be aware of going into this. But I would not go backwards financially to teach more as a substitute. I just don't think it's going to play out for you any better than if you just work your relationships. I tell you what I would do if your job would allow you, and I don't know what kind of, I don't know how many days off you get, but certainly maybe, if you were to say that you could do 5 days a month substitute teaching, if your job would allow that, then you could say, hey, I've got 5 days a week, 5 days a month, I can do that. But other than that, no, I would just keep getting the certification, keep teaching online and work in the proximity principle, and then your opportunity is going to come your way. But don't go backwards financially.
Yes, sir. That sounds good. Yeah, I already have an opportunity to either take the full Friday off or work a half day. So I guess I can do that. And
so that would be 4 to 5 Fridays that you could call the school system up and go, hey, I can do Fridays. I can substitute on Fridays. That I like, but we're not interrupting our income.
Awesome.
That's great. That makes me happy. That means you're keeping rocking financially, but you're also getting in, and those are going to turn into gigs, those substitute gigs. That's going to help. I love it.
Excellent.
Yeah, thank absolutely. You so much. Yeah, man. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate that. That's exciting. Really exciting. By the way, that's a quick application to everybody else out there listening in here. I'm all about the proximity principle that says in order to do what you want to do, you've got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. But going backwards financially, that big, the way he was describing, that does not, that's not a ROI. That's not a return on investment there. And it just so happens that it works out where he can do a few days a month. That is the proximity principle. That will yield, but it also doesn't hurt us in the meantime. Folks, you got to be patient. I'm going to tell you, don't go backwards financially, tremendously backwards is what I'm saying, big time, in order to juice it a little bit. It's worth staying financially stable and waiting a little longer on the back end. Let's go to Amanda now in Houston, Texas. Amanda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for speaking with me. It's truly an honor.
Well, the honor's all mine. What's going on?
So I am a newly graduated nurse practitioner.
Yay! Way to go.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited. In my previous nursing career, persistence and assertiveness in the application process were very highly rewarded. For instance, applying initially through the online, you know, HR website, and then networking to find the contact information for the hiring manager, and then reaching out to them directly was really rewarded. As a new provider, there are a lot of jobs out there, mm-hmm. and it has been very hard initially to get interviews. However, is it appropriate in this professional setting to reach out directly via mail or email to the hiring physician to introduce myself and then provide them with my CV and cover letter?
Absolutely.
What is the line between being, okay.
Because what you described that was happening when you were a nurse, I don't find that to be pushy at all. I find that to be stinking awesome. Get after it. I wrote an entire book, which I'm going to give to you, by the way, if you don't have it, entitled The Proximity Principle. It's all about connections. It's the art of connecting. And I wrote an entire book on it. I'm going to give it to you as my gift. So not only am I going to tell you to do it, but it's going to tell you how to do it the right way so that you're not obnoxious. There is a difference between audacious and obnoxious. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, audacious is, I'm going to put myself out there. I might get ghosted, right? That might happen. But obnoxious is over the top and stalking somebody. You know what I mean? There's a difference. And I think you're such a good person, you're worried about the line. And audacious is, hey, I'm going to put myself out there knowing I could get rejected. Obnoxious is acting just like a fool. And that's not who you are. So you can do this. You need to do all the things that you saw happen. You need to work your relationships. So it's not just you reaching out to the hiring manager. It's who do you know? Do you know a nurse or another nurse practitioner who works for that hiring manager? So instead of just doing the cold mail, cold email and all that, go to your friend and go, hey, would you put in a word for me and tell them, hand them a handwritten note for me and tell, hey, I know Amanda. She's amazing. She would be awesome for you. That's even better, where you have your relationships and connections endorse you, vouch for you, and set you up for a phone call. That's the ultimate way. Hang on the line. Amanda, you're going to get a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you be who you were born to be, bringing purpose to talk radio. I am your counselor, coach, and cheerleader, all in one phone call, and that is a free call, 844-747-2577. If you're not happy with where you are, let me be your guide, 844-747-2577. 800-800-2577. If you're one of the millions and millions and millions of Americans who are thinking about changing jobs this year, excited about our team's little giveaway here. It's called the Job Search Giveaway. And what we're doing is we're giving away our resume templates for free to 400 winners. And one of the 400 will also win a signed advanced reader's copy of my new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, which comes out November the 9th. You can enter once a day for a chance to win. So here's the deal. Go to KenColeman.com/giveaway. KenColeman.com/giveaway. Those templates, there's six of them at KenColeman.com. It's amazing. We developed more of those out of our free resume guide at KenColeman.com. And they're just hotcakes. They just go and go and go. So anyway, fun little giveaway there. You can enter once a day, KenColeman.com/giveaway. All right, Napa Valley. Oh, wow, Napa Valley. You know where my brain went there? Did you see me? I just almost did a full-on skid right into that call. Because if I was from Napa Valley, the amount of red wine I would consume, I would think would be alarming. I think it would be. I know the control room back there. Amanda, do you enjoy a good red wine? You do. I know Joe doesn't, right, Joe? Am I right?
No, assuming the wife does.
Well, Debbie does. Yeah, she does. Yeah, okay. Cab or Merlot? What's her favorite? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
He's going, I think it's boxed. No, I kid. Alex, you like a good red wine?
Yeah, good Merlot sometimes, yeah.
Oh, very nice. Okay, very good. All right, Dustin is waiting while we talk about our favorite reds. Dustin is waiting in Napa Valley, California. Dustin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yeah, good morning, Ken. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Dustin. How can I
help? So my wife is an assistant principal and doesn't want to get the vaccine, and it looks like the new mandates are going to push that and require it for any administrative or teaching position.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the kids are going to get it as well. And she doesn't really want to be a part of it. Now we're looking at possibly going another direction for that as far as her work goes. And we're trying to come up with some good solutions as to what she should transition to.
Mm. So you called me for some ideas?
Yeah, so we got, she's always wanted to be a teacher, yet it's getting a little bit more restrictive, and she has several job offers for smaller charters, but it's a large cut in pay and benefits as well. So we're trying to navigate this.
Okay,
and,
so,
you know, at least fulfill her purpose while we also make sure we're taking care of household bills.
Oh, yeah. So what's the deadline? Is there a date that's looming by which we're going to have a plan here for new income?
Well, so they were told a week ago, I believe, that they had a week to 2 weeks to either get the shot or be tested once a week, which is she's going to do the testing once a week for now. But
okay, that's
it
good.
Looks like either halfway through the year or at the end of the year, it's going to be mandated. It looks like mandates are coming out for kids right now, the beginning of next semester, so the beginning of next year.
Okay, so that's important. We have at least a general idea of a timeline. That's all I was trying to understand so that we can kind of base our plan on how urgent this is. But it's urgent. So then you taking a big pay cut, that's just not necessary. So the charter schools, in my mind, are not an option. Okay.
Right.
Now some more established private schools. But again, who knows? Who knows? You know, I mean, she can ask around. She can find out if local private schools that would be able to afford her potentially. Certainly, bigger, more established private schools would be able to afford her. Correct.
Yes.
I mean, so that's where we start looking. Where can we go? I mean, this is pretty simple. Where can we go where she's doing what she loves, which at the heart of it is the work she loves, I'm guessing, is teaching, the planning, you know, the advising, you know, she's all about influence, influencing young people or influencing humans if we kind of back out a little bit. So you go, okay, we've got the private school situation. We've got, you know, higher ed's probably not the place because they're probably going to require it in California. So now we're talking about private companies. You know, where maybe she moves into corporate training because that's instruction. You know, maybe it's online teaching. I've got a friend, Stacy and I, one of our a couple of dear friends of ours from Atlanta. She's a full-time Spanish teacher on the high school level, but she makes almost as much money teaching Spanish online. So have you guys considered those ideas?
We have, and she looked into teaching online, which was one of our options. She's also, the other problem is she's been in this district for 12 years and kind of worked up the ladder. So it's, you know, even a small pay cut is fine, but we just can't go back to, you know, to half. I don't think would work.
Right, so, but I mean, how much money is she making?
She's making roughly 90 plus benefits.
Oh, okay. And so you feel like the private school is not going to even get there. As you guys look at these options,
right. Well,
what about corporate training?
And then we haven't thought about that, actually. So
I mean, here's what this boils down to.
That might be an option.
It might be, it might not. She might have to get qualified in other ways. But you see where I'm going with this? I'm going, she's an instructor. Like, the work she loves is instructing. The planning, the creativity, the communication, the connection, the instruction. Am I about right? Am I hitting all the buzzwords here? That's the work she loves.
Right.
So where can she do that and make close to 90,000? This becomes the goal. And it's not that hard.
Right.
It's not that hard to see what's going on, you know, out there and see, okay, where am I going to spend most of my day? Let's say 75% of my day communicating, connecting, instructing. That's the simple version.
Right.
I hate to say this, but this has got to be a thought. You guys may have to move out of California.
Well, that's the problem. We're tied to our exes, so we split time 50-50 with them. So they're not moving, so we can't move out.
All right, so there you go. So you know what this boils down to? What other financial changes are you guys going to have to make until she gets back to 90 or she replaces a good portion? I mean, you are truly limited, and I hate that. I understand it, though. It is what it is. That's the deal. You guys are both divorced. You got other people involved. You can't move. And then you've got mandates coming at you where you don't have a choice. So what you're going to have to do is go, all right, A, we got to find some other ways for my wife to do the work she loves. If we can't get to 90, what does that mean? What changes are you going to have to make?
Well, and I think the other direction we are looking to is either her setting up a homeschool for kids or setting up individual plans for homeschooling parents.
Love
but
it.
I don't know if that might be a risky move just because we don't know how this whole thing's going to work out.
Well, again, it's not even about is it a risky move. It's like you'd have to do that almost. You'd have to be all in on that. And it's not so much is it risky as to whether or not it could work. I think it could work if she does her homework. I think the issue is the pay. You guys just can't take that hit.
Right.
I mean, you're talking like if she took a $20,000 hit, it might be disastrous for you guys.
Right.
That's a problem.
Well, no, I mean, we're fine. We've got our 6 month in place. We're doing okay. We're just trying to look down the road and see, you know, try to figure out what's coming before it hits us.
So, I get it. So here's the point. Some of this is a mathematical equation. You guys got to do the numbers and go, what's the least amount of money she can make? And it really wouldn't affect us that negatively. It might be a challenge. It might be a sacrifice for a while. But you guys are in California, so you got to see how this thing shakes out. So right now, it's just let's do the math and figure out what the options are. How much could she take a hit on? How much could we do? Then we start making decisions based on that information. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, helping you get unstuck. And then get on purpose. You know you want more. Life is way too short for you to be just working at a dead-end job. You want to do more, and you can. There is a clear path, and that's what we do here on the program. Don't forget the brand new book, From Paycheck to Purpose, is available for pre-order. It comes out November the 9th, and you can get it with an amazing bundle that includes the Get Clear Career Assessment. You've heard many callers call in recently and talk about their results. In 20 minutes or less, you are going to get a filled-out purpose statement along with a report that shows you what you actually do best, your top talents, what you love to do, your top passions, and the results that matter deeply to you, your primary mission. 844-747-2577 is the number. The website for the book, for all the resources, kencoleman.com. Thrilled to have you with us. Let's get back to the phones. Matthew joins us in Dallas, Texas. Matthew, you are on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
All right. So a little nervous here, so bear with me.
No worries.
Okay. So my job is very unique, and I am self-employed, and my job entails supplementing, which means I go to construction job sites for residential restoration jobs, looking for the discrepancies from what insurance companies paid into what the actual cost of the job entails. So currently, my job, I go on site, go look at the property, look for the discrepancies in person. The thing is, I am getting burnt out, worn out, because the company I work for, I'm subcontracted to, does a lot of volume. And right now I'm doing 50 jobs a month, but we're doing 150 to 200 installs a month.
Wow.
And I don't have enough hours in the day to do all that volume. And we have another, a few other supplementers, and we're all subcontracted. The one guy who is direct competition to me goes on site. He has his own company, his own LLC, but I want to transfer to do this more remotely and where I can be more with my family time.
Right.
Be more with my family, and it's a better transition for me also.
Can you do it remotely? Can you do it?
I can.
How?
I can, but I don't get this. Well, because we have project managers who go on site who are there to oversee the install. And so they have a software called Company Cam. They take all the photos and everything's there. It's just I got to train these guys. The problem is the people who I'm selling this idea to are used to one way of doing business.
Right.
The supplementer going on site and getting the increases. He's a single guy. He doesn't have a wife and kids like I do. And it's driving on my relationship with my wife and my family time, where it's not taking care of them.
Is this guy you're talking about who has his own business, how is he affecting what your boss is? Because you work for somebody, right?
Yes, I work for a company, but we're self-employed through the company. We're 1099.
Okay, and so you're this other guy that you're competing with, he's helping drive this problem because you're trying to convince the others, but he's out there doing it, and they're going, well, he's doing it. They're comparing him to you. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
And you're both working for the same company?
We're both working for the same company. We're both bringing in the same amount of value in dollars.
It's just it's just that he has no life. You've got a life. You're working how many hours a week?
Easy 60, 70 hours a week.
All right. And so you went to this company. You said, hey, I can actually get more done in less time if you allow me to train some guys to be able to do it. And I just oversee it and make sure it's done right. And they're going, we don't feel so good about it.
Exactly. So it's not that I have to sell it to the owner. I have to sell it to all the guys because everyone has the power of choice. They can choose who they want to use.
Right. Oh, I see. And so they're going to use that guy because he's going, you're getting me versus you're getting some other guys that Matthew's training.
Correct. And so I want to transition where I can make this a system and develop the guys that we already have.
Are they going to be okay going out there and doing it? Because they're already out there is what you're saying. They're already on site.
Correct. They're already on site, so I'm going to be paying them for my company extra.
Oh, so
get
it's
the photos
so
that
it's,
I need.
So it's extra money for these guys. So it's a win
correct.
For them.
And so they'll be happy. They'll be happy, but not the contractors, the sales guys aren't happy right now because they're used to one way of doing business.
Okay, but is there a way for you to show them? Is there a way for you to, you're not going to stop doing what you're currently doing, but you have these other guys take the picks anyway and show them, say, hey, I've already done my part. Then I asked these guys, I paid these guys out of my pocket to test this for you. And so they did the same report, and I want you to see them side by side. I mean, that's where I'm trying to go with this. Does that make sense?
I've done that, and I have done that already. And I've gotten the same amount of results. And right. I'm hearing from some guys that they don't care about who goes on site, who doesn't. They just care about results.
Okay, then. So then for them, start doing that with them. For the others, you're going to have to keep selling them on it. You're going to have to keep casting vision. So it sounds like some people have bought the vision. Yes?
Yes.
Well, can you expand that, expand with them, or no?
I've tried using those guys to be like testimonies of what I've been doing, but it's not entirely working, and I'm afraid that it's going to hurt me financially.
Okay, so here's the problem. I'm thinking through this with you, and you keep giving me one more slam door after another. I'm not sure what else to tell you, brother. It sounds like you may be in the wrong business, because here's the deal. You have to prove it to them. And it sounds like you've tried and you've done everything you can do. If that's the case, that you've done everything you can do and they just won't change, then you're going to have to suck it up and work 60 hours a week long enough and tell your wife, babe, I'm not going to keep this up, but I got to keep it up until I find something else. And you've got to replace your income. I hate to make it so stark of a choice, but unless I'm missing something, that's your reality.
Okay.
Because you've convinced some to do it your way, and I'm still not understanding, for the ones you've convinced, why aren't, so they're fine to pay you to not be there, and the other guys are going to do it. So that's going to free you up. That's what I thought I heard, but that's not what you said.
It's not enough volume. So I have a few of those guys who are sold and they're bought in. But it's not enough of the guys who are sold or bought in. They don't bring enough volume in to support what I need.
I understand, but I'm saying, do they bring in enough initially to where you have some time back in your week and you go to try to find some other guys? I know it's out of pocket money. Okay. But you see where I'm going? I mean, you're on the right track. So you either double down on your vision casting and get better at it. Because, see, here's the deal. You've not provided a win to the companies that there's not enough of a win. The only win is for you and the dudes that are on the ground. They're going to make more money, side money, and you got more time with your wife. There's no win, it doesn't sound like, for the companies. You're going, it's the same. They're going, yeah, great, but we want you out there. So to me, you got to find a win. Am I making sense?
Yeah. Well, I think the only win that I'm providing is I'm closing out the jobs faster. Because I'm able to be on the phone more.
Okay, then you need to drive that home. You need to go, it's not just faster. Here's what that means for you. And if you still can't convince them, then it's time to move on.
Okay.
And be patient. But I know you're going, my wife is tired of me being gone 60 hours a week. I get it. But you know, long term, if you were able to convince them, would you be even calling me? If you had convinced them of this, would you be calling me at all?
Probably not.
No. So you got to sit down with your wife over steak dinner and go, okay, here's where we are. I understand you're frazzled. I'm frazzled. I don't want to work 60 hours a week. I don't want to deal with all the things that's causing. I get it. But here's my reality. How much longer are we willing to stay in this current schedule to try to get the breakthrough? You all got to give yourself a finish line. You got to be on the same page of a plan. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That'll give you the emotional fortitude that you need to then be able to stick this thing out. That's what's going on right now. Don't make a rash move because you and your wife are both fried. I get that you're fried, but you guys can hang in there a little bit longer until we come up with a real plan. That's what I'm saying. And I think that's the best way forward. But you know what? Take this urgency that you're feeling and come up with a better pitch and a better vision casting, because that's what it's going to take to where they go, oh, this is a no-brainer. You haven't gotten there yet. All right. Remember this, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey, good folks, this is John, host of The Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to The Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.